Hank Thiele is the superintendent for the Downers Grove School District 99. Hank, thanks for joining us again. You're on WGN. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, John.
Big story this morning and on TV last night about the protest at the school board meeting. Some folks are upset that there is a school on the library shelf. Were you at that meeting last night?
Yes, I was there. Yeah.
Is it your decision to make whether or not the book gets removed, or does the school board make that decision?
Well, there's an actual process that we go through. So we have received two parent challenges to the book. The process that's followed is very well defined, and it starts with a meeting with the concerned parents and the school principals and some of our staff to just discuss what those concerns are and the rationale for why the title is in our collection, and for both sides to better understand each other's perspectives. And then through that, perhaps there's a resolution, and if not, then we proceed with a more formal process. There's several off-ramps along the way if either side sees it fit to side with the other group, but it could eventually end up as a board decision.
The book in question is called Gender Queer. It's a graphic novel. It was written by a young man, he said originally for his family, to sort of explain his coming out. And in the book, this graphic novel, there are some panels that depict nude males engaged in sex. You don't see anybody's genitals, but it is graphic in that way on a few of the panels. And there are some depictions or words that some people took exception to. There's one copy of this book. It's not being taught, as I understand it, in a classroom. But people were in the auditorium with signs saying no porn. Is that what you'll have to decide, or is that beside the point?
No, I mean, that's part of what, the parents that are presenting their concerns have the ability to present whatever their concerns are around the book. Obviously, if we felt it was pornographic by default as a superintendent, I would remove that from a shelf. However, somebody's definition of what they believe is porn may be very different from what the legal definition of that is. So, you know, it's more about sorting out community values and standards and expectations versus, you know, just slapping a label on something and making a snap decision on it.
Have you read the book, Hank?
Yes, I have.
And do you think it's pornographic?
I think pornography really goes back to intent. And as I look at that as a superintendent, it is not the intent of that book to be pornographic in any way.
Do you think
that's really the legal definition that I would be using a standard against?
Well, to determine if it's pornography, but you could still decide that it shouldn't be there, that it's inappropriate for 14-year-olds. What is your thought about that?
I think that there's a process for that, right? So I know that my staff went through a process to determine that it was appropriate to be on a shelf. And now we're going through that opposite process that our parents have the right to begin, and then we have the responsibility to support them in that process to hear their concerns and rationale and determine if it should stay there. And I'm dedicated to making sure that their rights are respected as we go through that. And ultimately, it's not really my decision unless it was truly pornographic. Then we would pull it from the shelf.
But I want to read two short paragraphs from the Chicago Sun-Times' Nader Issa. This is Nader's reporting in the Sun-Times today. It said about 200 people packed into the auditorium. About a third of the crowd held no porn signs and posters showing illustrations and excerpts from the book Gender Queer. The first grumblings came at the very start of the meeting and another few times over the next couple of hours when Board President Nancy Kupka repeatedly asked attendees to put on masks. Groans and shouts also came when people realized an American flag was not on display for the Pledge of Allegiance. Members of the Proud Boys, a far-right neo-Nazi fascist group which has recently latched onto school board protests around the country, promoted the meeting on a message app commonly used by far-right activists and urged each other to attend. According to screenshots posted to social media, it's unclear if any members of the group showed up. Do you think that the protest was not about the book? It wasn't a genuine concern by a lot of parents in your district, but was rather just being used as a platform for far-right conservative activists.
Yeah, I don't know what was in the heart of each person that showed up to represent at the meeting last night. I think there was probably folks from one end of the spectrum to the other. I know that last night was an opportunity for us to hear that variety of perspectives that came our way, and we respect that right. However, that, as I said, that's separate from the actual process to determine what the outcome of this book is.
And so
you know, I can't guess as to what each person believed in that room, and it wouldn't be appropriate to guess.
Had you heard previous to this board meeting that parents were concerned about that book on the shelf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've heard from a few parents and community members about it. We've also heard, you know, from a few parents and community members that believe it should be on the shelf. You know, so that's why a process exists to determine if it really should be or not.
I respect the process, and I know that's how it's supposed to be, but I want to be king someday.
Uh-huh.
Hank and
I don't.
Yeah, I know. Well, trust me, I always say that, and then when it hits when the rubber hits the road, I don't think I want to be in your shoes for 2 minutes. But I say all that to say this, that perhaps this whole problem goes away if you just take the dang book down. People can get pornography and a lot worse online if they want, and people can get this book in a myriad of ways. It doesn't have to be on the shelf. So you could, with almost out even passing judgment on its appropriateness, just say, I can solve this problem, the book is gone, and we're not saying that it's inappropriate. Is that thought process something you entertain?
No. I don't think history is filled with good leaders that just remove resources from the public's domain. That's why I'll keep going back to this process. We have a process to determine if it's appropriate to do that or not. My job is not to make my life easier on myself by making problems just disappear.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we do this in a thoughtful and respectful way. This book is there for a reason, to represent a certain perspective. And then, you know, we just need to determine if it's appropriate. But I'm not in the business of making decisions to make my life easier.
Yeah, that's sort of what you've said since we first started talking last year. So then lastly, Hank, then what's the next specific step? Where does this go now?
Yeah, so the next specific step is the meeting with the concerned parents and with our principals and staff to better understand each other's sides and perspectives and rationale, and to have a logical, thoughtful discussion about the purpose of the book, why it exists, why it exists on our shelves, and should it stay there. And then it could be after that conversation that the staff here believes that what the parents are saying is justified, and then it gets removed from the shelf. Or it could be that the parents decide, oh, well, we see the reason for that being on the shelf, and they retract their concerns, or they're at an impasse, and then it moves to the next step in the process.
And would that be you then?
No, that would actually be, there's a ad hoc committee that's formed that actually goes through, and think of it as putting the book somewhat on trial to go through in a small setting of parents and community members, determine if their recommendation is then that it remains on a shelf. And then they make that recommendation to me, and then I make a recommendation to the board.
Hank Thiele is the superintendent over in Downers Grove. That was what they discussed, among other things. It was not on the agenda per se at last night's school board meeting. Nice to talk to you, Hank. Good luck to you over there.
Thanks,
I appreciate
John.
Your thoughts.